Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Today is July 13th, officially 13 days away until the beginning of training camp. So we're starting a new series called 13 Questions for 2013, where Brian Lowe and I will be taking your questions from Patriots.com and giving you the best answers that we can right here. So let's kick things off with Tyler Fletcher out of West Boylston, Mass., who wants to know why the Patriots didn't re-sign Brandon Lloyd after having the second most receptions on the team with 74. Well, Tyler, I think the best answer to give you is that Brandon Lloyd just simply wasn't fitting into the system here. Yes, he had 74 catches, but he was targeted 130 times. Now, for a guy who's the second leading receiver on the team, I'm more comfortable if they're making well over 50% of the catches. And also, he wasn't really a run after the pass kind of receiver, and I think that because of that, he wasn't very much of a threat. I think the Patriots felt like they could find more talent at that position, so they brought in some veterans like Michael Jenkins and then drafted two wide receivers in this year's draft. I think the Patriots had seen enough of Brandon Lloyd, and obviously I think that 31 other teams might have felt the same way, seeing as how we're 2 weeks away from training camp and he is still a free agent. Thank you for the question, Tyler, and be sure to keep them coming right here on Patriots.com. But that'll wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.